Victor's apartment,
Heather
speaking.
Hello, Heather, how are you doing? It's Mr. Cordell. You said to give you a call back after the holiday in regards to getting an EGM meeting in regards to the errors that your company is in support of that's holding me hostage in my house.
You need to speak to someone in the team that deals with I have emailed them because they're the ones who can set up that sort of thing.
What, the EGM, not only an executive director of the company, Rob Leake, who's on £50,000 more than the Prime Minister who's in charge of this area, who had all them emails of all of his team members, every team member that's on over £110,000, I've wrote to them all, Konnichiwa, every single one of them. You're telling me this guy is on that much money, he's in pictures in 2015 showing off over property development, which I've took. I've done a full picked family tree of him. His life's destroyed, yeah? I'm not playing about with you. If you take this, get a pen and paper and write this down, yeah? Write this down. Please, I'm not being rude. I don't ever mean to be disrespectful to you. I'm just trying to resolve these problems, yeah? Nah.
Yeah.
What? If you write this down, Bristol, yeah? And then you write spot, S-P-O-T, Bristol spotlight, all one word, yeah? Now you write after that .gov.co.uk, I believe it is, bristolspotlight.co.uk. Now you're looking for a bloke called Robert Taylor in there, yeah? Robert Taylor is the prosecution's barrister, yeah? He's the one that does this for Sally Gilchrist. Now, I've got loads of Sally recordings to get Sally. I've just had a conversation with Sally on the phone. She's saying she doesn't care. She's going to make me suffer and stay in this house for the next 3 years, even if there's no signatures on the bottom of the ASBO. Now, that Robert Taylor, that link that I just gave you, shows another person, the same as me, in 2014, that that Robert dealt with, and they've locked him in his house. He's online now. There's bare pictures of forensics and evidence of what they've done to him. They've caused a sexual assault in his name as well. He only found it last night, and he's gone public with it. And Robert Taylor's been done for it. While this case was going on, I kept putting the rights in Article 6, the right to a fair and speedy trial, to all the judges, showing them a detailed table of all the timestamps to the call centre that are wrong, that there's no signatures, that they're calling me that they're accusing me of being a white person in the beginning, and all these things. And Sally kept ignoring it. Yeah. I never called your company because you're my tenancy, so I thought, oh, yous ain't coming, that's helping me. But then yous went and attacked me afterwards with Lemmy and that, yeah, and never done the right thing, yeah? That's why we're having big problems now, yeah? When I was doing everything...
Well, let me see if I can put you through, because, I mean, I can't actually help you. Well, someone in the antisocial behaviour team.
Why would it be... I've got evidence, recordings of all of them doing fraudulent activity. I'm one of the best at case building there is in this country. Sally Gilchrist, the head of this executive, Lemmy, who went Westminster. I've got all pictures of Lemmy. I've got pictures of Konnichiwa. Well, Lemmy went Westminster. Yeah, law degree. I've done every single one. I've got Rob. I've got all of your team players. I've got all of your pictures. Yeah. I've not played about with you. I build paperwork. Yeah. I said that I built the paperwork for a whole festival. Yeah. I'm the best at writing. Yeah. I'll beat Rob Leake. I'll sit at a table now, have a test on law with Lemmy, and I'd beat him £100 on it, and I'd beat Rob Leake at professionalism and due respect and understanding everything that I represent. I can run that civic centre better than what he could run it, yeah. And I'm not just saying that. I'd put money to paper on it, yeah. Because that's what I've studied, that's what my birthright is, that's what my destiny was, that's what my mum fed me in my stomach, and that's what I believe that I'm going to be. That's why I'm doing that. You're in the position you're in because you believed in it and people believed in you, yeah. Now, people underestimated me, here. But the cops knew what was right and what was wrong. This Rob Leake, yeah, if I show now the attachments to what Rob Leake's doing, and that in 15, if I show all the emails to your company now online, and I show how much this guy's on, £50,000 more, and all the neglect and due responsibilities that he's had, and all the fraud and corruption that's in your company, under the company's act, he's lost his job and his stuff, yeah? All I've asked for yous lot to do is call an EGM meeting and take the reins. Sally Gilchrist is out of control. Yeah, she's
well, let me put you through to the right person, because they're the ones who can
I'm getting them arrested. These people have the ASB team are fraudulently in fair processing and due processing of paper, yeah, and courtesy for other. Lemmy has acted biased. He's had four meetings and knowing that Pat and Steve and him and all that, the first people, Pat and Steve in your office in ASB made the first ASBO with Jane Johnson and that. Yeah. Now, but there, in the Freedom of Information Act that I've requested, that I've stripped out of Daniel Ellis, you can see the correspondence between your employer saying, yeah, you know the deal about this one. Pat and Steve are the two that put the ASBO on him in the first place. Now, you go to the first ASBO and you look on the first. So all the ASB team are the ones that made this, and they admit it in their correspondence to each other. Now, I don't want you to put me back onto them people. Lemmy broke into my house and he lied.
It won't be him. I'm going to put him. I'll put you onto someone above him.
Who can
maybe hold the line a minute.
Why can't you put me on someone above you? You're not. You control the people below you and the people above you. That's why your name. That's why you are Heather Littler, Senior Admin Officer, Chief Executives Unit. I want to speak to one of the executives. I want a director. I want a secretary. I want somebody that's in charge of that company, Ed. And I don't want to speak to none of the under people. None of the employees. I don't want the people that have been setting me up. I want the boss. Wow. Don't think she's gonna come back. Take it, she's not coming back. I'm going to terminate this call.